Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Chuck Gleazy with Helping Hands as he talks about the needs at Helping Hands during the COVID-19 situation. Time of need right now, as obviously COVID-19 or coronavirus is hitting the country pretty hard. And if you have been to any local store, you notice that things are flying off the shelf faster than they're being put back on the shelf. For instance, toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Chuck, I know when it comes to Helping Hands, you guys try to provide the people in Knoxville in time of need, especially not just situations like this, but everyday uses, as in food and supplies and things like that. I guess when it comes to this and the shortage, how hard is it hitting you guys and what needs to be done?
Well, it's a shock to everybody, you know, especially to me this morning, all the needs at Helping Hands. One of the first things that we would like to do for our customers or our guests is to have hand sanitizers and paper towels so they can wipe their hands or put a hand sanitizer on there. We have three bathrooms that we put locks on because the toilet paper has a tendency to disappear. So we're going to try to control that. We need toilet paper and hand sanitizers. You know, we could also use paper towels for people to take home. You have to understand that the majority of the people that come in there, a lot of them are on food stamps, and you can't buy paper products even if you have the money. So I'm hoping that maybe the school's down for 30 days, that they might have some extra stuff they could give us, churches that have extra things, or people that's hoarded this stuff into their houses. There's a reason this is off the shelf. If they could share some of that with us. And of course, with the school being down a month, this is a good time to clean your closets out and share the things that other things that you have. We want to keep our people safe with the hand sanitizer, and we want to be a beacon for these people when they go home to instill in them that they need to continue to wash their hands all the time and try to do some of the safe distancings and things like that. But we don't want to scare them, because you know what? Fear is what your immune system, it goes down when you have high anxiety. So we're trying to comfort the community that comes into us in a special way with all the prayers to our Lord Jesus Christ to help us at this time.
Now, when it comes to this, I guess my question for you is, where do they go to donate it? How do you guys want it?
Yes, we're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 3. If they can pull in the alley with their items, there'll be somebody there to greet them, to bring them in. Anybody that has wants me to come personally to their house, I will. All you have to do is call 842-4524. Chuck Gleazy, I'll come and get it, because we need this hand sanitizer and toilet paper. And then we're also asking, the Almost Free Shop is closed down. We're not going to close down. We will accept the stuff that you clean your closets out, and maybe this will be some kind of an uptake on this tragic time.
When it comes to this, I know with school also being closed, as you mentioned there, for 30 days here in Knoxville and the surrounding area, is there more emphasis to getting food as well to help supply those kids when they're home for lunch? And also, I thought about things like diapers and things like that parents might need as well. Does Helping Hands have those available as well?
Well, as far as the diapers, we've never been able to do that. And I've had people ask about female products that they can't get. We don't have any of that. Yes, being serious, you have to understand these kids are being fed a noon lunch for all those days, and they're going to have to find it somewhere. So we've got a big load of food coming in that I'm ordering from the Food Bank of Iowa. Come in on Friday. We'll have food day next Monday. We'll try to meet the needs the best we can, because we know that people that have not in the past come to our place will in the future, just because they need it.
Is there anything else you want the people here in Knoxville and surrounding communities to know about the need here at Helping Hands?
I just want to know, we'll let you know, with God, He fills all our needs. We just need to take those needs and to help other people with them. And please, please think about this, that if you have too much, would you share it? Bring it to Helping Hands at 110 West Main in Knoxville.
Thanks to Chuck Gleazy from Helping Hands for joining us on today's program. If you would like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.